Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You're listening to the Believe in Giants podcast with Giants legend Carl Banks and broadcaster Bob Papa.
Welcome to another edition of Believe in Giants. Bob Papa, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. Giants taking on the Raiders in Vegas. First ever trip to Sin City. And guess what? They're not going to be facing Josh McDaniels. They got a new GM. They got a new head coach. The head coach is someone we all know, Antonio Pierce.
Yep.
But it's going to be interesting, Carl, because you know, you looked at this game. I think before everybody got fired, I liked the Giants' chances better than after everybody got fired. It just snapped the attention of the Raiders, who were awful last week.
Yeah, it's a dangerous team now. And then they have a new quarterback as well. So I'm sure they're going to be intentional about getting the football to their star wide receiver. Really good football players on this team. They were not well coordinated, if you will. And that's going to change with Antonio Pierce. And I think, you know, from all the accounts that I'm reading, these players are willing to run through a wall for Antonio Pierce already. So it's a dangerous game, but it's no less dangerous than it was with the Giants getting on a plane and flying to Vegas with the record being what it is. So they're going to have to prepare. It's the NFL. Everybody's got to prepare for everybody's best shot or else, you know, you're going to get run out of the building. And that's something the Giants can't afford to do right now.
Danny Dimes is back. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, let's talk about that because I think this is a crucial stretch for Daniel Jones and this Giant offense, but in particular, Daniel Jones. He's got, I mean, when he left out injured, you know, the offensive line was not well. he was not making great decisions either. And I think, you know, the offensive line is now communicating better. They're not turning guys loose like they were when he was in there. So let's see how Daniel Jones operates this next stretch of games with an offense that, an offensive line that kind of have an idea of who to block. Max Crosby, it should be public enemy number one.
Where's Max? Let's go
Where's
find
Where's Max? Yeah. Find Max and then get him blocked up. But you've got weapons now. You've got, while you were out, the development of Wandale Robinson. They're without their tight end. Did the Giants bring up Lawrence Cager?
Well, he could be elevated from the practice squad.
I'd really like to see him in there. He can make plays. You got number 13, man, that they got to get the football to. If you want to change a game, get it to him. Daniel Jones is back with Saquon Barkley. So I say this is a crucial stretch for him. And I don't want to say this is make or break for his career as a Giant quarterback. But it is a defining moment for how he moves forward as the Giant quarterback because, you know, like many, I believe in him. I believe he's a good quarterback, but he's got to show it. He's got to make great decisions. Could there be a little rust from him being out? Sure. But he's got to dust that off. He's got to lead them to victory. But he's got to show that he's their guy. I mean, you know, you're in a losing spiral right now as a team, and you got to figure out how to get your team in the win column and keep them in the win column. And you're the guy that has to lead them there.
I got a message for our fans out there. Football's back. BetOnline's your number one information source for all your sports wagering info with up-to-the-minute stats, news, scores, and matchup breakdowns. Get the latest game odds, spreads, and totals from the NFL and college football at your fingertips with BetOnline's real-time updates on stats, news, and odds. From week one all the way to the college football playoffs and Super Bowl, BetOnline is going to give you access to the best football promotions and contests available anywhere online. So head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on. Look, I saw these reports that he might not be back until week 10 against the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ugh. I mean, let's face it, the Cowboys have been a house of horrors for the Giants.
And they started the whole onslaught of Daniel Correct. Jones.
So when I saw him coming back for this game, yes, I know Max Crosby's really good, but their defense, it's gettable, right? I mean, It's a gettable defense. So, yeah, you're right. He's got to show something because you know what? Unfortunately for him, it's not like the Giants put up a boatload of points or were proficient doing scoring. But people are going to compare him to Tyrod Taylor and what Tyrod Taylor did. So you're right. He's got to play well in this game. What about Patrick Graham's defense from what you saw studying gives the Giants opportunities in this game, in your opinion?
Well, I can tell you this. They, as a defense, have had some communications problems. They are zone, mix in some man. They're a matchup zone type of team. Patrick will bring some pressure, but you look at their defense and, you know, after every big play, there's two guys looking at each other like, weren't you supposed to do this or weren't you supposed to do that? So, it's a lot of that. And, you know, the only constant they have is Max Crosby, who can actually pressure the quarterback, who's got great instincts. But, you know, Patrick is a good coach, but their players weren't playing well, and I don't know what the disconnect is or was, and that's, you know, if you're a Giant player, that's not your concern. Just do your job, execute your offense, and exploit the matchups. But it's hard to exploit matchups when you are under duress. So they've got to make sure that Max Crosby is contained. I don't know if you can stop him, but you got to contain him.
Yeah, you can't let him completely wreck the game, I think is a good way of looking at it. He's going to get a sack or, you know, he's going to get hits on the quarterback. Sure, he's going to make a pressure. He's going to make a couple plays against your run, but don't let him make a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't let it just snowball. Carl, one of the things, look, last week they played this. I was talking to a friend and I was like, yeah, last week the Giants played, for those who may not recall, but before there was a shot clock in basketball, in college basketball, there was this Dean Smith four corners offense. And they had a guy named Phil Ford, who was the point guard, and they had a lead.
Yeah.
And they would put people in four corners, and they just passed the ball around, chew up the game. The Giants played four-corner football last week. In this game this week, they're going to have to get Jalin Hyatt and Slayton involved in some deep throws. Like they can't just be horizontal, because that's what got them in trouble, right?
Well, what got them in trouble, yes. And the fact that they didn't have an experienced quarterback. But yeah, even when Tyrod Taylor was there, he seemed a little jittery, didn't seem to want to wait some of these things out. And clearly the Jets looked at the prior game and says, well, you know, he's going to be making quick decisions. Let's not make one of those decisions a deep ball. But it's a rhythm offense now. Let's see if Brian Daboll puts some of the rhythm plays in the offense that They had Tyrod Taylor running because it did help the offensive line. You got Saquon Barkley back. He gets your offense in rhythm, and he manipulates defenses with every touch of the football. Now, by the way, Raiders got a guy pretty damn good too, Jacobs. He puts pressure on the defense, and I'm sure with a new quarterback in their offense, they're going to rely on Jacobs a lot to help their young quarterback out as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, because they're starting a rookie quarterback in this game.
And Giants defense, you've been tackling really well. Don't take this weekend to fall off. Don't take a step backwards. This guy is pretty good. He'll chew you up if you don't tackle him.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game. I mean, for a lot of reasons. I mean, the Giants could easily, they're not. And I know your old coach said you are what your record says you are.
Mm-hmm.
So they're 2-6. But they could easily be 4-4. I mean, the sure. Buffalo game and the Jet game were two games that, due to player execution, you want to talk about some decisions that were made coaching-wise, a combination. It's a team game, so there's everybody shares in the blame of a loss, just like everybody should share in the success of a victory. But they could easily be 4-4 than not. I think for the Giant fan base, this is a statement game as far as this team is concerned. Like, you can't be losing to an interim head coach and a rookie quarterback and a team that had dysfunction. Now, you and I know it's still football, and there's professional players on the other side.
Yep.
But from a perception standpoint, from a fan standpoint, Bobby Fanboy, you're sitting there and you're saying, we got to win this game. I don't care if we win not style right. points.
Uh-huh.
Just win by one more point. We just need to score one more point than they got.
Get one more yard. Get whatever it takes, which has been, you know, the last 2 weeks, 1 yard defined, defeat and victory. They have to be better. They've got to take advantage of red zone opportunities. Kickers got to make kicks. Protection teams have to protect on those said kicks. Liabilities. Your special teams cannot be. Right. And every week, let's just say every week they've been inconsistent at best.
Yeah, the punter had been really good until last week. He struggled. I mean, in every aspect, right? Yeah. So you're right. It had the special team, and that's one of the reasons too. Like, when you look at this stuff, they're a below 500 team. So you got to excel. You got to at least, if not winning special teams, you got to get a stalemate. You can't lose it. Now,
go ahead.
I was going to ask you, like, did you lose your one of your seats on the charter or something? Because they got more kickers than I've. They signed a kicker, Cade York, who was with Cleveland last year. His downfall was kind of a couple of the Baltimore games. And then he missed some in preseason. He got caught because he was a draft pick of the Browns last year. And then you got Randy Bullock's on the practice squad. And they're basically having a kickoff to see who's going to be the guy that kicks in the game, whether it's Cade York, who's on the active roster, or Randy Bullock, who could be elevated from the practice squad to be on the roster.
Those points are important.
They've
cost you a victory last week, so you got to make sure you get them. And again, you have to have a complementary three phases of your football game, OD and special teams. Everybody, even if you're not contributing, you can't be a liability. You can't be a negative. So if you can be a net zero, that's fine. But don't be a net negative for your team.
So my next question to you is this. I know on all the Giants' social media platforms and our Coach Dable show, you had a chance to sit down and have a nice conversation with Kayvon Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. What's your takeaway from all of that? Was he hearing the noise, you think?
Yeah, a little bit. But this guy, this young man is so focused on just how he can get better. And it is not, you know, athlete speak, right? You know, say the right things, say the things you think people want to hear, say the things that answer some of the critics. He legitimately wants to get better and he wants to be a complete football player. And that is super impressive because when you look at the interview and you just listen to his answers that you're not even asking questions to, and you realize he gets it. And then he talks about some of the plays that he played in that Jet game and what he did and what he didn't do. He gets it. I think he legitimately wants to be better each and every game, each and every year, each and every play, but it's not the splash stuff. He wants to be a contributor. So I think he hears it. I think he's playing to run better, and I think he's hurt a lot. Not that he wasn't seeing it in the film room also. They're pointing it out. He hears it before a lot of people are seeing it because he's got coaches that are emphasizing that. But because he can do so much, he's an asset in terms of helping other players be better. He's the reason why, you know, Okereke and Micah Fadden, one of the reasons why they're able to have the high level of production that they're having is because he's not breaking down.
Well, I'm going to need him to be big. I mean, he's third in the NFL in sacks right now. Mm. I mean, he's third in the league in sacks with 8.5. And I think just being consistent, right, for him, can he have an impact on the game this week? You know, can you be inconsistent on consistent on a week-to-week basis? But, it was a great interview, by the way. Kudos on that thing.
Thank you.
If fans haven't seen it, you can go to the Giants social media platforms and watch the interview in its entirety. What else about this game intrigues you?
I the offense, this Giant offense is what's going to be intriguing to me. Like I said, Daniel Jones may be a little rusty. He's got to shake it off. But this is a stretch. This is a leadership stretch. This is a execution and production stretch. He's got to show it. You know, I believe he's capable and I believe he will, but you know, he's dealing with some, I don't want to use a word that is so medically, but I guess it applies to him, some PTSD. I mean, he just had whiplash, man, and he's been beat from pillar to post. So let's see where the confidence is. I want to see, you know, the decision-making and, you know, some level of comfort and calm in his movements, his deliberativeness. I really want to see that. This is important.
His internal clock had gotten so out of whack, right? I mean, all those hits took an effect, you know, and hopefully he can have a clean pocket early in the game, settle into the game. For me, the key in this game too for the Giants is handle the early emotional rush, right? The Raiders are going to come out flying. They got AP as their new head coach. Clearly the guys were not happy with the way the room was being run by McDaniels. The owner had met with players and all this other stuff about culture and all those other things. So, you know, they're going to be flying high.
Yep.
I think for the Giants, it's just hold the fort the first 5-7 minutes of the game and then, you know, let the game develop. and just make plays that you need to be made offensively, and defensively just tackle well. Right. Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, the one thing about these emotional type games, when there's sudden change in your leadership, you go out and play your game. I wouldn't even say hold the fort. Just go play. Go play your game, because they're not even a full week removed from what they just went through. So just go and play your game. Let them figure it out on their own. Let them figure out how to recover after a tough loss and say we were closer this week than we were last week, because that's what the Giants are. You know, go out and play your damn game and execute your game plan and find a way to win. I mean, they're trying to figure it out too, but you want them to walk off the field and say, well, you know, we did some good things, we're close and blah, blah, blah. And you want to hear the Giants say, hey, we did the little things right and we were able to get the victory.
Well, they're getting an opportunity on Sunday in Vegas. What else? What else is on your mind these days?
Not a whole lot.
You're staying out of the fray. It's pretty good.
Listen, man, I, you know, made some decisions. And, you know, obviously it's known to everybody now. I'm no longer doing, you know, the radio show on WFAN, my weekly spot. And I made the decision. Let me qualify this by saying I spoke with all the parties involved. I spoke with Brandon. I spoke with Sal, and I spoke with Spike Eskin multiple times, by the way. Nothing but respect for those guys. And, you know, there was obviously an incident that happened that kind of got the world in an uproar. And, you know, I don't want to say it was eye opening, but, you know, you get hung up on, right? And I had some frank discussions with everybody, but we're good. Like, I don't have a problem with those guys. But it just told me that it's just a place that, or a format that I don't want to be a part of. And so everybody knew, got nothing but love for Brandon. I don't know Sal. I've known Sal for about 8 weeks, you know, 10 weeks or whatever it's been. But I respect his passion. So, I mean, that's Spike's machine. He can run it the way he wants. All business is settled as far as I'm concerned. Now they got some other people on the periphery yapping, and, you know,
jeez,
that ain't my issue. You know, people mad, you know, I'm okay. I ain't got much to say. You know what I mean?
Somehow, like, Gary Myers got caught in the crosshairs.
It's unfortunate. I just saw a tweet last night from one of their other guys to Gary Meyer, and I'm like, holy wow, man, I hope your account was hacked. It is just
too many vulgar. Casamigos.
I listen, man. I look, Bobby, look, I ain't saying nothing, but it's
no, you don't know, need to say anything. Let them keep, man, yapping about this.
Yeah, but as far as those guys are concerned, they're doing a format. It's an opinion show. Everybody has them. Ball don't lie. So they be proven right or be proven wrong. That's it, well, man. I ain't got much.
Well, this is where Giants fans need to come for content, for understanding what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Understanding football. If you're a football fan, see, they're just entertainers, right? Most of the guys are just, they're entertainers, and they want to get ratings, and they want to do a radio show that creates a buzz, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them never worked in this league or Major League Baseball or NHL or the NFL or NBA or whatever. They're just guys with mics and they talk. And so their job is to create like a buzz.
Narratives, buzzes.
Correct.
Whatever. Yeah.
Now, obviously, they got guys like Boomer and they've got Tiki that have actually played at ridiculously high levels that can share and add insight to this stuff, mm-hmm. to the narratives and the chatter. I mean, Boomer won a league MVP. He nearly won a Super Bowl. Yeah. If it wasn't for Joe Montana and a throw to John Taylor and an epic drive, he's also a Super Bowl champ. Mm-hmm. So he's been in the arena. So here's where you want to come if you want to actually learn or understand about what the heck's going on. Because even with me being embedded, you realize how much you really don't know about football until you're around football people. Because it's a complicated sport.
It is.
I think a lot of people can coach from the stands in a basketball game.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. And it's a much simpler sport. It's about managing locker rooms and hockey. It's about managing a locker room or whatever. But I love in hockey when they call a timeout and they take out the grease board and all the guys skate over and then the puck gets dropped and it's hitting sticks and skates and bouncing and hitting off the board. So like, what did you just draw up? This sport and baseball, hey, listen, you got to move the runner over here. You know, you got to get this guy out of the game. You know, I need to pinch hit for so-and-so. This sport, man, there's so much going on that the average person doesn't know.
Yeah, there's a high level of execution.
Oh, my God.
Under duress, right? So you've got to make plays while getting physically engaged with your opponent. That platform is what it is. I made my decision not to be a part of it because I enjoy bringing information that can help people make informed decisions or give informed insights on things and let them go from there. But it's, you know, sometimes when you're in a space where the truth doesn't matter in an argument, you realize, okay, well, good luck, everybody. This ain't for me.
I just want to ask you one more thing because this is interesting, right? You got your NHL line rolling out,
man,
don't you?
Man, listen. Yes. Our starter Black Ice collection is incredible. 1129. If you're in the tri-state area and you're a hockey fan, you need to stop by the NHL store to see this collection. It's really cool. I'm getting off a plane. When we get back from Vegas, we're shooting one of our commercials for it. And it's really good. You know, I got my guy to commit, Donnie Pucks. Don LaGreca is going to be part of my campaign. You know, he's the play-by-play for Rangers Radio. And, you guys need to see that. I did a segment yesterday on Picks 11. The only part that I've seen so far was the conversation about the radio station, but we did a whole fashion show there too. So it's really cool stuff.
Well, that's going to be awesome. That's pretty neat.
You have no idea, man. Like starter was a real big part of all major sports, but hockey was a thing. And we have it back and you'll be super impressed with what we did with the first collection.
I don't remember it. Starter was big in the NHL world.
Oh my God. It was second to football. Starter, you go back and look, your starter all over the boards. You'll see the entire arena. It was a really good run. You know, you see the starter Hartford Whalers jackets and Mark jerseys Wellers. And yeah, this was they were big. Shout out. You know what? If there's one of our Believe fans that has a starter hockey anything, post it. And I'll give you a nice gift.
Oh, look at this. We're doing giveaways now.
From the Black Ice Collection. And there are, Eric Weinberg said, he sent me a text. He said, there are some really good hockey shows on Believe. So I think I'm going to have to make my rounds.
Oh, you're going to have to do the media swing.
I'm going to have to make my rounds. Oh, let me tell you something.
Good. You can help boost some of the views for some of them.
Listen, the stadium series. Are you familiar with that? NHL Stadium Series?
Oh, MetLife?
It's like the Winter Classic. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm in MetLife, me and Nick Mangold from the Jets. And next to us is Gary Bettman, the head of the Players Association, all of the GMs from the 14. Devils. Yeah, Devils, Flyers, Islanders, Rangers. And I'm in there with this really cool parka that we made for the winter. I call it the Winter Classic, but the Stadium Series. It's a stadium parka. Incredible. And I'm just kind of minding my own business as we wrap up. And I get a tap on the shoulder, and it's from the commissioner, Bettman. And he looks at me and he says, can you get one of those over to my office as soon as possible? I'm like, yes, commish, I got you. It is, but this collection is really special, man. And we're just starting. This is just the first drop. But we got a lot of other stuff too. But yeah, I'm going to have to do my media swings with the NHL podcast.
So what's the challenge to our fans now? If someone, when we post this podcast on social media,
that has a vintage NHL starter, anything.
Okay.
Post it, show it. I'm going to give you a piece from our new collection.
The new collection, huh? Wow.
Yeah, now everybody's going to Google because they're going to be like, well, starter really part of NHL? You'll see starter all over the boards. Like that should be another challenge. Maybe I'll do a hat for that one. The best, there's a video on YouTube of a hockey fight, and they're fighting right in front of the starter logo right on the boards. It is classic stuff. Some good stuff out there.
All right. So our listener, if anybody has any vintage NHL starter stuff,
anything,
post that you have it and tweet it.
I'm going to hit you with a nice piece from my new collection.
All right. Anything else to get off your chest?
Nah, man, I'm good. I am good. I got to get on a plane and go to Las Vegas.
Yep. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing the new stadium. Because that's where the Super Bowl is going to be. So that will be fun. And there's going to be a lot of Giants fans there. I know this because, first of all, you know, Giants fans like to travel. They like to go to fun places. Vegas is a fun place. It's a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The Raiders have, you know, they're kind of like the LA teams. You know, they're in a place right now where their fan base is really somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And there's fans from other teams that love to go to the games. And I know I got a full squadron of guys that I know are going to this game. So, you know, the Giants will have they'll have nice support there. Give them something to cheer about.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, let's do it.
All right. How do we wrap this thing up? Because you got to get to the charter.
I do. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we'll do a little recap of the Giants and Raiders on the next edition of Believe in Giants.
Thank you for listening to Believe.
You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.